Lesson 4, pages 129 and 130. Economizing on a wedding.
The average cost of a wedding in the U.S. today is $20,000 to $25,000 for about 200 guests. In days past, the bride's parents usually paid for the wedding. But as today's brides and grooms are older when they get married, they often pay for things themselves. There are many couples who put themselves in debt to create a dream wedding. Some recently married people give advice on how to economize on a wedding and still have a lovely, memorable event. Here are their tips.
I always pictured myself in a beautiful white dress, but when I went shopping and saw that most dresses are at least $1,000, I decided to look for a second-hand dress. I found something for $200, and it was lovely. When my sister got married, she made her dress herself and spent only $100 on fabric and lace. It isn't necessary to spend so much money on a dress. A bride is always beautiful.
We were going to use a professional printer for the invitations, but we decided to make the invitations ourselves. We designed them on the computer and added ribbons. The guests told us that they were beautiful and original.
I always wanted live music at my wedding, but when I saw the cost of musicians, I was shocked. My cousin plays piano well, so I asked her to play the piano for the wedding, and we used a DJ for the dancing afterwards. We had to remind ourselves that the music wasn't the focus for the day. Our marriage was.
Most couples want to get married in the summer. Ask yourself how important a summer wedding really is. You can cut costs by having a wedding at a less popular time. For example, a wedding in January is cheaper than a wedding in August.
According to some couples, it is not good to economize on some things.
Don't try to save money by sending invitations or thank you cards through email. Guests are offended. You should use postal mail.
We asked a friend to take pictures at our wedding, but were very disappointed with the results. Our advice? Hire a professional photographer. You want to look at yourselves and guests for years to come.
The best way to economize is to cut the guest list and invite only your closest relatives and friends. While most young couples want a perfect wedding, the most important thing is to have a good marriage.